Well, when I was younger, I specialized in shooting and tried to be a shooting specialist. Mike was such a great shooter in the NBA, so I knew he'd probably have an appreciation for that type of skill set on his staff. And I know as an NBA head coach, you don't have a lot of time to work with your players individually, and you need a staff to really carry your word out and help you do what spend the time necessary. But I did reach out to a lot of different teams. I reached out to a lot of different agents to try to get individual players. I was fortunate enough to get a few players, not really on my own, because coaches are so the egos in the coaching industry is really high. The egos are, I had a couple. I still saved a couple letters from my early days where coaches will write me back and say, hey, I'm an expert on all aspects of coaching, especially shooting. I don't need your help. And some would just leave me voicemails, say, you know, don't call me again. Yeah, what you're selling, we don't need that. You know, and on and on and on. So, yeah, there are a lot of doors slammed in your face, and I didn't have the name recognition because I never played professional basketball. I played at a Division III school at Johns Hopkins University, but I could outshoot anyone in the NBA at the time when I was still in shape, and I knew how to teach shooting. So I really give Coach Dunleavy a lot of credit. He gave me my opportunity to come in and help his players, and I learned so much from him. I owe a lot to Mike, and I really thank him.
Well, no thanks were necessary. You came in, you did a great job, and the thing that I like so much about is, you know, somebody who came in with one idea, but he was immersed in everything we did as far as all our game plan stuff, our walkthroughs, and you saw that he had, so our whole staff could see that Andy had a talent that he understood the game and he wanted to learn and work it, and it's all, you know, showing up for him right now.